Oh, yes. I was an only child for 7 years, and I really enjoyed it. I was 7 years old. I was really having a groovy time. And when I was seven, I remember, like, everything. I was concerned with things that are cool, whatever is cool. And I remember one day my mother coming up to me, and she says, you know, you're Protestant. I said, yeah. What month? And she said, no, it has nothing to do with how old you are, nothing like that. You know, she says, Protestant is a part of faith, and we're Methodists, you know, and that's what you are. And I said, well, you know, I mean, is it cool? And she said, well, yes, it's cool, it's cool. I said, well, what do Protestants say anything cool, Mom? My mother said, yes, they say amen. I said, amen. Amen. That's really cool, man. And I went outside just saying, amen, you know. And I looked at old weird Harold. He was standing out there. I said, hey, Harold, I'm a Protestant. He said, yeah, amen. So we started walking down the street just collecting Protestants. Amen, amen, you know. And so then Harold and I, we went in and our mothers taught us a prayer, you see, when we were kids. And I'm sure the parents don't think when they teach you this prayer. Because when you're a kid, see, monsters live in your bedroom closet. I had 6 monsters lived in my bedroom closet, and thank goodness for covers, or else I would never have been alive today. Covers saved my life. My mother saved me a couple of times. She played the game, you know. Mom, monster's after me! You know, with the lights out, she'd come in, get out of here, and they go in the closet. My father didn't like the game at all, you know. I said, Dad, monsters! Let them eat you up. So then I had to go to the covers, Jack, when they come at me. Right under, bang, pull them covers over my head. Stay under there all night long. Because she says, monsters wait for you to come out, see? Then they start walking around the bed, you know. They can't touch covers. Something magical about covers. They can't touch it. But they know, you know, they say, you got to breathe sometime, kid. You know. But I was the fastest breather on earth, man. I'd take them covers, lift them up, just a little crack, and cover them right back up again, Jack. Yeah. Now, with that in mind, with 6 monsters in the closet in mind, and fear in your heart, when you kneel down to say your prayers, why give a kid a prayer like, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Mind you, it's all right up to that point. But then when you come to the line, if I should die before I wake, oh, no, I'm not going to sleep tonight, that's all. I got 2 pots of coffee, man, walking around drinking coffee. 4 o'clock in the morning, still paroling around the place. Of course, Harold and I, we were the greatest. We were the greatest Protestants ever seen. We used to go to church every Sunday. And the cool thing about us was we didn't even open up the hymn book at all. Turn to hymn number 349. We didn't even bother that book. We were just like the older people in church. Of course, we didn't know the words, but we were the most beautiful fakers you've ever seen. We just look at somebody's lips across the way, you know, somebody that knew it. Oh, house and road is high. And roll praise of the Lord. I was so beautiful on O, I never looked at nobody on O. I just anticipated it. Threw my head back. Oh, they love me on O in church. Look at that boy say O. Look at him. Oh, head just to shake it. And forevermore I was good at. Forevermore. And one time they changed it to forever now. Almost broke my neck. Forever, more now. Yeah, we were beautiful. We used to, Harold and I used to put scotch tape around our fingertips when collection plate come around. Dink, how much you get? Quarter? Half. I got half. Yeah.